How would you characterize this San Diego offense?
Good. Real good. They've matured a bunch. The quarterback is astounding to me. I'll be quite honest with you, because this is his first year starting. This guy's really good now. And you hate to use comparisons. I do, but he reminds me. I'm telling you, Manny. Yeah, the delivery, the way he handles the game. I mean, he's ripping that ball in there right now. So, I mean, he's, to me right now, he's probably the second best quarterback in this league. Yeah, he's produced those kind of numbers. He had 42 points and a half last week. I mean, he is big time. He's gunning that ball. And they're protecting him, and they're making plays, you know. And then the guy Tomlinson is phenomenal. It's the best I've ever seen him play. Running, he's a leading rusher and leading receiver. He's phenomenal. With the quarterback, he's really good.
You're one of the rare coaches that has an opportunity to kind of compare Rivers, because you guys played him in that season finale last year. Is it just night and day? I mean, and what is the difference?
Well, not really to me. I saw it in the game. He played without any reps. But you could see this guy had some stuff. And he was playing in inclement weather. And we were fortunate enough to have the game in hand. I mean, he was not intimidated. And what he's done is grow each game. And right now, I really believe that he's the second best quarterback in this league. No BS. I mean, this guy's good.
The last couple of times they came in here with Drew, they were playing very well.
Yep.
You did very effectively against him.
Well,
give us a couple of trade secrets.
No secrets. I hope for the best. Okay, we were fortunate. Okay. They have not turned the ball over. I mean, it's almost zero. They had one game where they turned the football over, Kansas City. Okay, other than that, they do not turn it over. And they've been productive, and they've made every play. I'm talking about Cincinnati, every play. I mean, whatever it was, they made it. And they had a receiver get hurt, and they put a guy in, and he was ripping them. So, I mean, they've done a good job. This new fellow, and I'm sorry about the name, but he reminds me of Parker. When Parker first came, he built himself into a star player. And now he's a feature guy. This guy's the same way. You know, he's bigger, you know, he's building himself into that. So they do a great job developmentally, I think. I think they can bring their players. They do a great job.
When you compare him to a guy like Manning, you think about the decision-making of Manning. I mean, is he pretty rare for a guy who's
That's why you sit there with your mouth dropped open, because he makes those decisions all over the field. I mean, he scans the field. This guy's not fooled by nothing.
Okay? Is it pretty rare for a young guy?
I would expect so. But again, last year, you could see it. You could see it. He was not intimidated. He was ready to play. He just hadn't any reps, you know.
It's pretty much hopeless.
Huh?
Pretty much hopeless.
I'm gonna tell you what now. They are tough. So we just gotta realize that, you know, this is a championship caliber game again. And if you want to be champions, you gotta play at a championship caliber level. Okay, but you gotta give the devil his due. You know, they're really good, and we're gonna have to play really good. There's no BS about that.
You guys are one of the few teams to have success against LaDainian. Any reasons behind that?
Hold my breath a lot. Okay, we've been fortunate. You know, we've been fortunate, and we've tackled very well. And but the first time I remember going over there, we didn't tackle very well. And I remember at the end of the first quarter, it was at 125, one quarter. Okay, and I think he taught us a bunch in that one game. You know, that, hey, you better be ready to go, because he can cut like nobody. And he leaves them grasping. And that's the truth. He's a Barry Sanders type player. You know that. He's that kind of guy.
But that's a rarity, though. I mean, that one game was really the only huge game he's had against.
Yeah, him. Let's hope for the best.
But you talk about, is it mostly that you guys have been disciplined? I mean,
yes, we played very disciplined against him. Uh-huh. And we've been able to make a play or two. And that's what all big games come down to. You got to make a play. But we've been very disciplined and trying to make sure he doesn't crease us, you know.
You can't get out of your own gap and try to help, because then that's when he kills you.
He's going to gut you. Yeah. You got to take care of your
business.
We would
like to help you scheme this week, Larry.
Huh?
We would like to help you with your
schemes. I need help this week, okay? Any suggestions, I will be wide open, okay? So,
Larry, have you noticed have they opened up the offense, but they get more, you know, confidence in Rivers? Because the first couple games, they were pretty
I think they've always been pretty balanced, though. I mean, really.
Yeah.
When you go look at it. I mean, they have all kind of variety in their offense. They always have. I mean, they've thrown the ball back to the quarterback. I mean, they've done everything. I mean, they've always done that. I mean, they're very imaginative. And they're very imaginative with their formationing. They're very imaginative with how they try to create situations. And that's what makes them good, because they try to create situations. And boy, you got to try to dodge all those you can, you know, because they're creasy now.
So you think Marty's reputation for conservatism is undeserved?
What they're going to do is try to kill you. I mean, he's a great coach, but there's one thing this team's going to be is tough. They're going to be tough. Now, you know that. Going in, they're tough. And of all the things they're going to do, they're going to throw it because they got a great quarterback. And the receivers developed phenomenally to me, and the tight end is just leaps and bounds as a receiver on the line and off the line. You know, he's developed extraordinarily well. But they're going to knock your teeth out. You fool around and think that they won't going in to play this as a fancy damn game. No. Okay, they're going to come at you. And were they going to throw the ball? Yes, sir. Okay, but they will never lose, I don't believe, that identity of hard-nosed, tough-ass football. I mean, that's what they're about. They're that way. So, I don't think that's a secret. I don't think he's conservative. I think he's committed, you know, to what he's doing. And that's why he's a great coach.
Larry, why do you think that Tank Thomason's been able to go on this touchdown run despite the fact that you would think that pretty much you know what's coming, but he still beats you?
Either by tackling. I mean, I don't know how many tackles he broke. He what he's doing right now, it's scary to me. The way he accelerates. I mean, he can hit it now. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, you think this guy is unbelievable. I mean, how he's cutting right now. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's scary to watch. Because good players are missing tackle. I mean, whiffing, you know. And, I don't know, Kansas City, they were behind Eagle. I don't know how many tackles he made them miss in that game, but it was a lot, you know. Holy mackerel. I mean, it was scary to watch.
Does that define a great player when you kind of know it's coming but yet still can't stop it?
Well, I think that defines greatness. Yeah, I think he's great. Okay, and I truly believe the quarterback's a great player. I do. I think he's a great player. I think he's a great coming star. And he's got what it takes, size. He whips it. He's confident. Yeah, he's a good player. There's a challenge. But that's what it's all about. I mean, if you're going to win, then you've got to meet the challenge.
How do you think your run defense is fair this season?
We haven't been too bad. We've gotten a little better going on. Okay. I think last week we had one run pop out, but overall we were pretty consistent.
So you like the way you guys are playing assignment?
And I like assignment. Yeah. And I like the way we're doing. Mm-hmm.
Larry,
yeah.
Your numbers, you're really good against points, and not so good against yards.
Yeah. I wish I had all those answers. We had a chance again in the red zone last week to be sensational, and we got a penalty, you know, and a third down play. It cost us a stop, you know. And we play really hard in the red zone. We don't play hard up the field. We seem to have let either mistakes or plays jump out on us, you know, and then we have to dig in, you know. So that's not good either. But we have to fix some things. We're not a long way from perfect. But the one thing we do is fight hard. And if we keep doing that, we'll be all right.
Given a choice between points and yards, I assume you'd rather
points.
Yards.
I'd rather give up yards than not points. Right. Okay, but you don't like either. But you got to take what you got and you got to deal with it. You got to be proud of what you do, and we're doing good in that point deal. So let's stay doing that. Yes, sir.
Thanks,
yes, sir.
With all the injuries, how much has Kennard kind of saved the day there?
Oh, he played great. He stepped up, played great. But so did John Engelberg. Engelberg had a great game. But Kennard had played when we needed to play. And he made a play, and it changed the game. He sacked that guy and caused that fumble. That was a game.
Has he exceeded your expectations? Because in training camp,
he's a great
guy.
He's a great guy. That's why he's a high character, highly motivated player. And he's a great guy. He's a champion. I mean, in his heart, he's a champion. So each day you know him, you know that more. This guy's a real champion.
How about Nate Webster?
Played good. Played hard. Got after it. He was not intimidated.
Yeah.
He got in there and mixed her up. So it was good to see him. He had a great time, too.
Considering, I mean, it's not, he's more of a middle linebacker historically. Mm. Were there any doubts on defense about moving him over there?
No. He's a guy that can do what we ask him to do. And he's tough. So we're really fortunate to have him.
That being said, going up against Tomlinson, how important would it be to have Ian out there?
Well, it's always important to have Ian out there. But, you know, you got to go with what the situations are. You know, the speed of Ian Gold is unmatched in this league. So, until you replace that, that's not true. But we got a guy that can play, that can go out there. So, we're fortunate.